The California Institute of Technology brings you this podcast with astronomer Charles Stidell, the 2010 recipient of the Gruber Cosmology Prize for his observations of the universe's earliest galaxies.
What do I do? Well, I am an observational cosmologist, but my main interest is how galaxies formed. How did galaxies like the Milky Way get there? When in the history of the universe did they form? How did they evolve over time? And how did we get the universe of galaxies that we have now? I guess I got started in astronomy as an undergraduate. I never was an amateur astronomer as a kid. I don't know my constellations to this day. I got in through the sort of physics side of things, and then I just enjoyed the classes more in astrophysics than I did in physics proper, and all of a sudden astronomy looked really good. It looked like it was a wide open field with lots of new things that, you know, hadn't been discovered yet, so it looked like the kind of thing that would be a lot of fun to work on, which it is. Right now, I'm working on a project to essentially map both galaxies, making a large-scale map of both galaxies and all the stuff in between the galaxies, which is mostly gas, when the universe was only about 20% of its present age, that is 10 or 12 billion light years ago. It was a very active time in the history of galaxy formation. It's when a very large fraction of the stars that we see in galaxies today had formed, and when the black holes that make quasars, which are about the brightest thing we can see in the universe, when they were also forming. And so you might say it's the most exciting time in the history of the universe since maybe the Big Bang. What I do is probably interesting at some level to many people, because everyone looks up in the sky and wonders where things came from. Now, that's not to say that they would need to know the answers to a lot of the more detailed questions that I'm trying to work on, but you never know what's going to turn out to become extremely interesting. We're in the business of trying to find out about things that we don't know anything about yet. And, you know, a lot of times we don't even ask a question that we expect to answer. We ask a question that we could answer, but we usually end up answering a question that's different from the one that we set out to do. And that sort of element of surprise is really interesting. The thing that I really like about my job is I really like working with graduate students on the research end of things, and also some undergraduates. I like to be surprised. I like the fact that, you know, we're not really measuring things to an extra decimal place or anything like that yet. In the field that I work in galaxy formation, we're kind of like trying to figure out just the broad brush part, because we're really ignorant, actually, and that period of time in any field is really fun, unless you're a detail person, which I'm not. What's next for me is using an instrument that we've been building here at Caltech that's going on the Keck telescope. Sometime in the next 6 months or so, we'll be finished. It's about a six-year project, and it takes lots and lots of measurements of galaxies at infrared wavelengths instead of optical wavelengths, which adds a new dimension to what we can do in terms of studying distant galaxies. And I've been working with a team of engineers and scientists to do this, and I'm really excited about commissioning it on the Keck telescope and using it. One of the things that surprised me the most, and this happened about 15 years ago, very shortly after I arrived at Caltech as a faculty member, trying out something that just seemed like it wasn't going to work very well, and it was kind of like one of these sort of high risk, high payoff kind of, is sort of like, you always have your main thing that you're doing when you go to the telescope, and you have a couple things in your back pocket that seem unlikely to work but worth a shot. And I was very surprised by how easy it turned out to locate and study very, very distant galaxies. And almost overnight, everything that I was working on shifted to my side project and away from the various things I was doing at the time. And I haven't really looked back since.
This podcast with astronomer Charles Stidell was brought to you by the Caltech Office of Media Relations. For more information, go to www.caltech.edu.